Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and this is your Mannequin Daily Briefing for Tuesday, 17th of March, 2026.
I'm lean. We woke up to 9 degrees that feel closer to 7 under low clouds and a light south-southwesterly breeze around 15 kilometers per hour, but the afternoon still climbs to a dry 14 degrees with air quality in the clear, according to IRCell, so layers can come off by the commute home.
At City Hall, Khalid Ziyan has been sworn in as an additional alderman to rebalance portfolios, while opposition parties question the added stipends and staff costs in a tight fiscal year and ask whether transparency will match the new headcount.
Over at Visit Brussels, leadership warns the draft regional budget would carve out 5.7 million euros just as tourism rebounds, threatening neighborhood festivals, convention bids, and the marketing campaigns that keep hotels busy, even while Bruxelles' formation touts 16,000 people coached into jobs or apprenticeships last year.
Culture players who built the Brussels 2030 bid are begging the region not to waste that collaborative momentum. And for anyone mapping St. Patrick's Night, the Brussels Times just listed the Irish pubs from downtown to Ixelles, alongside a tour of 10 artisan chocolatiers gearing up for Easter visitors.
Security is tightening as federal ministers call in soldiers to support police outside synagogues and Jewish schools after fresh anti-Semitic threats. Jury selection has wrapped for the Semun Karaman murder trial in Molenbeek, and Carmel Delaney's neighbors held a vigil to keep pressure on investigators 1 year on.
Closer to daily life, families using the multi-faith cemetery in Evere say available plots are nearly gone and want regional help to expand respectful burial options, while residents across Anderlecht, Sherbeek and Kirkelberg are rallying cleanups, zero-waste workshops and kids' games all month long.
Bruxelles Environment has already distributed more than 4,000 baited traps to communes and gardening groups to blunt the return of invasive Asian hornets. And RTBF's consumer desk reminds us that so-called free electricity happy hours only save a few euros unless you can run heavy appliances exactly inside those windows.
From the EU quarter, Belgian leaders repeat there will be no normalizing ties with Russia before a Ukraine peace deal, and justice ministers are still deadlocked on renewing child protection rules for online platforms, which leaves Brussels NGOs warning of a gap for minors.
So keep an eye on that brighter afternoon sky, maybe scout a St. Patrick's session, or join a neighborhood cleanup, and we'll be back tomorrow with another quick pour-over of Brussels news.